The next day, I rubbed my eyes and looked around me. It was Saturday, and I had agreed to pick up a toy from one of my friends. I had never been to his house, but he had borrowed something, and I was about to pick it up. I had his address, so all I had to do was look around a little to find the place. I walked through the streets of the village and found his house. It had a big fence around it and was situated on a large piece of land. Nice house, I thought. I opened the gate and followed the little path to the front door. But then I saw a dog, a big one, a huge one. I hadn't seen it coming, so it scared me. Besides, I had always been afraid of dogs. They had giant teeth, and even though they could be friendly to their owners, they often defended them and were not so nice to strangers. This one barked loudly. I stepped back. If there was one thing I learned about dogs, it was that if they bark, they usually don't bite. But there might be exceptions, so I was going to be careful. I kept my hands in my pockets, just to make sure it wouldn't bite my fingers off. It kept barking louder and louder, and my friend wasn't even coming to help me. I think he had heard the dog bark so many times that he didn't take it seriously anymore. It looked like I had to deal with it myself. I couldn't take it anymore. I had enough. I was tired of the sound. Okay, enough already, I yelled. The dog looked at me with a puzzled face. Seeing its expression helped me take courage. Sit, I said. Sit down now. The dog sat down. Wow, the dog actually listened to me. Fetch, I said after I threw a stick away. The dog ran after the stick, wagged its tail, and brought the stick back. When it came back, it lay down the stick in front of me and looked at it, as if it wanted me to throw it again. This dog was actually pretty playful. It was fun. Good boy, I said. My friend came out and noticed me playing with the dog.
Ah, you met Bebop, he said. It's our dog. We got it last year. We always play with it when the weather is good. It probably barked at you, right? That's just because it doesn't know you, but once it trusts you, it's really friendly.
I noticed that, I said. I had had too many bad experiences with dogs in the past, so I connected all those in my mind to dogs in general. Sure, I had been bitten once before, and some dogs were a little hostile, but this one was cute and nice. It liked me, and it was like it wanted to become my friend.
Hi, Bebop, I said. Who's a good dog? You are, aren't you?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
The dog wagged its tail, which I had learned is the friend or foe indicator. This was the moment that I finally had the guts to stretch my hand and pet the dog, so I did. I rubbed my hand over its head, and I saw Bebop close its eyes. It was enjoying the softness of my hand.
So let's play with Bebop, my friend said.
That sounds like an excellent idea. I didn't know dogs could be so much fun.